You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Earlier this week, we learned where Carlos Alvarez, a top soccer player, will be playing this season. He'll be playing in San Antonio, but we can't tell you the name of the team he'll be playing on. That's because they don't have a name yet. Tonight at the AT&T Center in San Antonio, the owners of the new USL team, the Spurs Sports and Entertainment Group, set to make an announcement. But before they do, we thought it might be useful to discuss what's in a name when it comes to sports teams. Ray Maluk has a few decades of experience in the game, the branding game, the marketing game. He's co-founder of Breakaway Sports Marketing, based in Dallas. Ray, welcome to The Standard.
Good to see you.
How important is it that they get this right?
Well, it's really important, you know, in this day and age of, big time marketing and licensing, it's all about building a brand. And when you build a brand, you're talking about of a franchise, you're talking about uniforms, team colors. Licensing is huge. Are the high school kids going to wear these colors? Is our logo cool to them or is it corny? It's probably one of the biggest factors. But the most important thing, it starts with the name.
Well, let's talk about the sport itself, soccer, which is, it runs a distant, fourth maybe to baseball, basketball, football. You think about the fans of teams like Real Madrid. That Real Madrid as a name, that makes sense for folks in Spain, Real meaning royal. But Real Salt Lake, which is actually a name of a team, a Major League Soccer team, as a name, that doesn't make sense, or does it?
Soccer is unique. And when you talk about naming teams, it's a lot different than the major sports we're used to here in the States, where owners really have the kind of autonomy to, do whatever they want to do. I mean, these are new franchises where they can name them the Lions and Tigers. Well, with soccer, especially in America now, these leagues are getting popular. MLS is, while they're distant fourth, they're growing fast and they're expanding fast. And so the success of some of these teams is based on how they're able to kind of link themselves to those traditional La Liga and English Premier Leagues over in Europe.
I see.
And one of the ways, that they do that is really by essentially copying their names, essentially. So you've got Toronto FC and you've got FC Dallas. Everybody's, here in the MLS, they're really naming their teams now really after their cities. And it just kind of harkens back to the tradition of European soccer.
Yeah, so you think about, for instance, the Houston Dynamo. I can think of at least one or two Dynamos that play in Europe. And I think Russia has a Dynamo as well. So what they're doing is they're sort of riffing on what it is that hardcore soccer fans, or football fans as they know it abroad, what they're used to.
Right. And, I'm actually originally from Kansas City. And so the MLS team in Kansas City was originally the Kansas City Wizards. And I guess you got to kind of a play on Wizard of Oz or what have you.
Well,
they abandoned that team name and now they're Sporting Kansas City. And I'm in Dallas now. It used to be the Dallas Burn and they abandoned that. Now it's FC Dallas. So, I think they've originally took the kind of more traditional route of naming American franchises, and they realized, why don't we just emulate the most popular league in the world, and essentially do what they're doing.
Okay, so. I totally get that, but is there not? I mean, if you're trying to build an affection for the team, especially among locals, what about taking into account some of the aspects of the city? Like you think of the Rockets. Right? I mean, Space City, Houston Rockets, the Miami Heat. Is there any advantage in soccer for sort of building on the reputation of the city proper?
There is value in it, but there's also value in just naming your team after your city. I mean, that's a lot of pride for people in San Antonio, if it's San Antonio FC or what have you. So you can make an argument both ways, and you can actually have it both ways, like a Manchester United is in Manchester, but they're known as the Red Devils, and Arsenal, which is an area in England, is known as the Gunners.
So you can have both. Sure.
You can name your team after your city, and still have that kind of, nickname.
If you were asked to come up with a name you thought might be loved by San Antonians and fans of the team, and maybe something that would pick up on the spirit of the sport, tie it all together, what would Ray pick for the name of the new San Antonio USL team?
No pressure here, right?
No. I'm not trying to put you on the spot at all. Not at all.
I'm going to give you a cop-out answer, but a lot of owners do this now. I would actually have fans submit their choices, and essentially open it up, and then from there, we would narrow it down. You know, I'm actually old school, you know, with this. I agree with the new kind of how the MLS is doing things. I would just stick with San Antonio FC or, you know, FC San Antonio or something, San Antonio United, something that's because that's what's going to carry you from United Soccer League to the MLS.
All right.
San Antonio FC, that's settled, right?
We'll know tonight, won't we? I mean, we'll find out for sure. Ray Malouk is the co-founder of Breakaway Sports Marketing. Ray, thanks so much for joining us. Have a good one.
You too now.